What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Guys, before we begin our episode today, I'd like to ask you guys a question. Do you usually shower at night or in the morning? Most people I know shower at night, but I am the kind who showers in the morning. I do change into clean clothes before going to sleep, but I shower in the morning before I leave for work or school. I know some people might think it's weird, but I shower every day just like most people. There are some people that only shower if they're going out. I guess that could be alright if the weather is not too humid or too hot. And how often do you really need to shower anyway? Which brings us to today's topic. Do we really need to shower every day? Is it possible that we're wasting water washing ourselves when it's actually okay to not shower for a while? What did researchers find, and is there a best time to shower? Go watch today's video to find out with me. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. You wash away the good bacteria and dry out your skin, which puts small cracks that put you in higher risk of infection. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. You wash away the good bacteria and dry out your skin, which puts small cracks that put you in higher risk of infection. 好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，you wash away wash 的后面这个 sh 跟 away 的 a 可以连在一起 ，wash away wash away。You wash away the good bacteria. Bacteria 可以分音节念 b a c， 就想象你在念 back， 就是后面那个 back 一样，一模一样的发音 back。再来 e 呢念就是 e 的音 bacteria。再来 ria bacteria。Bacteria. And dry out, 这边的 dry out, 也可以做连音 dry 的 y 跟 out 的 o. Dry out your skin, 这个 skin 的那个后面那个 in 就是同 in 的音 ,in, in 的音。Your skin, which puts small, puts 后面有一个 s, 加后面的 small, 可以做一个连音。Put small, 再来 cracks, 这个 cracks 的这个 a 呢念大的 a 的音。Cracks, 后面记得加 s, cus 的音。Cracks, cracks that put you in. 这边的 put 跟 you 可以连在一起 Put you, put you, put you in higher risk. Higher 的后面那个 r 跟 risk 可以做一个连音，今天连音真的很多。Higher risk 这边的 risk 呢有一个 i， 它的那个 i 呢的那个念法是偏向 e 跟 a 的中间的感觉。Risk.Risk 就是你不能太一，也不可以太OK， 要抓一个中间的平衡点。Risk in higher risk of infection. Infection 可以分音节念 in 后面加上 fact， fact 最后呢加上 tion， infection， infection。好，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们把这句话再重复念一遍。You wash away the good bacteria and dry out your skin, which puts small cracks that put you in higher risk of infection.Okay, guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is bacteria. Bacteria. Bacteria 是名词，意思是细菌。那平常我们听到这个字的时候，都是听到它的复数形态，也就是 bacteria。那它其实是有单数的哦，单数叫做 bacterium. Bacterium. B-A-C-T-E-R-I-U-M. Bacterium. 那我们今天的例句也是用复数 bacteria 来呈现 ,okay? For example,You shouldn't drink tap water as there might be bacteria in it. 自来水里面可能有细菌，因此你不应该喝它。那这也是指台湾啦，国外的自来水，有一些国家的自来水是可以喝的。OK， 好，再来我们补充一个单字 ,germ。germ。germ 是名词，意思是病菌或是细菌。那它跟前面那个 bacteria 不一样的地方就是 germ 是会造成我们生病的，它是病菌 ,OK, 就是比较不好的细菌病菌 ,OK? For example, Cassie has an irrational fear of germs. She hasn't shaken anyone's hand in years. Cassie 对细菌有恐惧症，她已经好几年没有跟任何人握手了。好，再来我们看下一个单词 ,crack。Crack. Crack 是名词，意思是裂缝、缝隙或者是裂口。For example, I dropped my phone on the floor this morning. That's why there's a crack on the screen. 我今天早上把我的手机摔在地上了，这就是为什么荧幕上面有缝。那 crack 它除了当名词，它还可以当动词哦。当动词的时候，意思是使破裂、使裂开，或者是使产生裂纹。For example, his pants cracked in the middle when he tried to do the splits in front of his friends. 当他在他的朋友面前尝试劈腿的时候，他的裤子从中间破掉了。OK, crack. 好，再来我们看下一个单字 risk. Risk.Risk 是名词，意思是风险或是危险。那 risk 它也可以当动词使用。那我们今天的例子是名词形式。Okay, for example, Scott is a safe person. He doesn't like to take risks. Scott 是一个很喜欢安全的人，他不喜欢面对风险。好，再来我们来看今天的最后一个单字 infection. Infection.Infection 是名词，意思是指由细菌或病毒造成的身体部位的感染。For example, she became half deaf because of a terrible ear infection when she was 10 years old. 她十岁的时候耳朵严重感染，导致她耳朵半聋。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave a comment to end the recording. And after you do that, go watch today's video because it's an interesting topic. My name is Ingrid and I'll see you next time.